to enter the zones, the conflict zones like the one where Adela's family lived, journalists were required to carry a safe conduct pass issued by the Salvadoran Armed Forces. I knew from the experience that the military would often start the clock when you left San Salvador and keep you waiting for hours for a signature. Those delays could reduce a 24-hour safe conduct pass clearance to 5 or 10 hours. I wanted to stay for a couple of weeks. So I opted to go without clearance. I traveled in a van with Catholic Church aid workers to the last major town where I was permitted to go without the military approval. To avoid compromising the church workers or the community through my actions, I arranged to walk the 10 miles to San Jose Las Flores, following about 200 yards behind a peasant woman who was going there. She was my guide, leading the way so I would not get lost. I walked far enough behind her so that any soldiers we might encounter would not associate us with one another and would instead focus on me alone. She would be able to inform others later if I were detained. As I prepared for the trip the night before, I remembered a story my dad told me about being cornered by a gang in the Bronx. There I was, a skinny 12-year-old Italian kid, surrounded by 6 husky Irish toughs. Mama always put rosary beads in my trouser pocket. Their already pale, freckled faces turned white as sheets when they pulled them out, my dad laughed. I never saw anyone run so fast. Piety didn't exactly keep you safe in El Salvador. Nuns and priests had already been killed by then, and in any case, I was much more rebellious than pious. But as I laid out my clothes for the trip, I chose to wear a black skirt and a necklace with a crucifix that Adela had given me as a gift. When I reached the military roadblock a mile beyond the outskirts of Chalatenango, the van carrying the priest had already long passed us. A soldier asked where I was going. I didn't want to name a place, so I responded with the only truthful answer I could think of. "I'm going to Mass," I told him. I did plan to attend a celebration of the word in the village where the priest had gone. "Que le vaya con Dios, hermana." "Go with God, sister," was the boyish soldier's reply. He never asked for my papers.